DJC, KB4CBA. Name here is David, and hope you're having a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. How you doing? You playing tennis? Going to play tennis? Coming back or what?
What? I'm actually at the post office. I should have gotten this in the mail probably yesterday or day before, but my sister's birthday is tomorrow. She's up in Maggie Valley. So I'm going to take it straight to the post office, and at least it'll be postmarked today.
That may get you out of the doghouse. I meant to ask, I heard you and a couple guys talking yesterday, but I didn't interject anything. How's your, how'd you come out with getting fitted up for your thing for sleep apnea, by the way? You already got fitted up for it. Have they adjusted it, and how is it working for you?
It's, they're still adjusting it, and in fact, I think it's next week I go, next Wednesday I go and pick up a sat meter that checks your oxygen saturation rate, and that'll tell them if it's, you know, working good enough, and I can tell the difference. I don't wake up feeling like I worked all night, I don't have, I don't wake up with a pounding headache and that kind of thing. So I think we're about there. So hopefully,
having some trouble. I kept having a lot of nasal drainage and stuff like that, and I got to check around and talk to a couple of guys, and they said, they asked me if I had acid reflux. I said, no, I don't have heartburn, so you might have what they call silent reflux, where it didn't give you the typical symptoms, but it causes nasal drainage and hoarseness and that sort of thing. And I've been taking some generic Prevacid, and it's actually helped me. I'm not coughing like I was before. My throat would be continually irritated from the drainage, and they said for some reason that it causes that post-nasal drip, and that's something I just had never considered before, but I've been taking this stuff for about a week or so now, and I feel a lot better than I did, that's for sure. I'm surprised, and I'm just surprised. Well, actually, I'm actually sleeping better, too.
Dang, I've never heard that before. But it kind of makes sense. I used to have it real bad, and I didn't even know what was going on. I would wake up, it would wake me up in the middle of the night. So, and it did some damage to my vocal cords, and I'm a singer, so I wasn't real happy about that, but it is what it is. But, anyway, but I'm on some medicine now that prevents it, and so I don't have a problem with it anymore, thank goodness.
I would have heartburn, any of those types of systems, but I could tell something wasn't right, and it was, my doctor kept telling me, he said, back of your throat sure is irritated. And he thought it was caused from maybe allergies, and it could be part of it, but, and he put me on Flonase, and I started taking that, and that did help me breathe better, but it didn't seem to help much with the drainage, and like I said, I think it takes a while to get everything healed up, and I got to go see my, gastro doctor sometime after the first of the year, and I'm going to do that. I may do an endoscope. I probably ought to go to an ENT, I guess, to make sure there's not something else wrong in there. But I do have a little thyroid trouble from time to time, and I've got a plate in my neck too, where I had the a disc replaced, and that's always give me a little trouble when I swallow this good plate, even though it's especially recessed. You know, when they cut through my neck like that, I've got a kind of a numb spots in that part of my neck, and I don't think my muscle tone is very good in there. But anyway, it seems to be helping some, and I'm not taking Nexium or anything like that. I think I may take that and maybe take one today of those for a while and see if that helps a little bit too. But so far it seems to be improving a little bit, but in any improvement better than it was. I mean, I was just choked with postnatal drip, and even though I'm still a little bit hoarse, I'm not like I was before. But anyway, I've been working on some audio stuff today, I got an old one of these little mini systems, and I had a pretty good setup for it, and I got a pair of speakers and a little mini system things kind of crapped out on me, and I started looking around, and I found a little audio amp. It's a 50-watt per channel deal, and it's got Bluetooth. It's about the size of, about 6 or 7 inches long, and maybe 3 or 4 inches wide, and maybe an inch and a half tall. And I'm gonna run my two speakers into it, and I think it's got 50 watts per channel. And I may hook up a turntable to it at some point in the future. But I've been fooling with that stuff with a preamp today. It sounds pretty good so far.
Yeah, I tell you, a lot of the amps have the new ones have Bluetooth. And you can hook up, you can, connect your device without having, to plug it in, actually plug it in the amp. And, you will need a preamp on your phone, though, because it doesn't have one built in. I don't know. I guess they just didn't want to, make them big enough to where they'd have a preamp, because most of the components systems, like the cassette deck and CD player and all that, they had preamps in them, so you didn't have to worry about it.
Turntable, I'm looking at it, has a preamp built in, but there's a company out in California that makes a nice small preamp that handles the moving coil and moving magnet cartridges, and so I may disconnect the preamp in the turntable if I decide to get it that way, and use a separate one that goes just in the back of the audio amp. The little amp didn't cost me about $75, but it's rated real high. And it's not digital, it's just analog only, except for the digital Bluetooth, that you send in Bluetooth. But everything is just analog. It's got RCA inputs, that sort of thing. So you don't have it does actually have a hookup for a passive subwoofer as well, but I don't use a subwoofer. I'm just looking for something real small, because I got a real small pair of Wharfendale speakers that I bought last year, and they're small, but they're really good speakers, and they're plenty loud enough for a single room and a nice flat. They don't have not too bassy, not too tinny, and that sort of thing. And the amps, most of the amps don't have a whole lot of equalizing in them. They just, have to tune them a little bit. This, I've only been driving it with about 25 watts each speaker, and now I'll be able to drive it with 50, so that ought to brighten them up a little bit, I think.
B4 CPA, yeah, the wattage just gives you a little more presence and a little more kick to it. It's kind of like, having a car with a lot of horsepower and the torque is right up there with it. Because you don't want to overdrive. setup. I've got a subwoofer upstairs, but it only connects by Bluetooth, and I'm thinking about tearing into it and just using the speaker by itself.
These speakers are wired, and there's a Canadian company that make, you know, they're smaller. Well, I take it back, there may be a British company, but they're nice speakers. They're probably not over 7 inches tall, by maybe 5 inches wide, but they got Kevlar drivers, and I think they're rated for about 80, and I think 40 or 50 are driving pretty well. I don't listen to them too loud, but, you know, if you don't have much wattage, you know, sometimes you need a little more wattage just to drive them at the lower levels to get them working good. And I think one of the guys on one of the YouTube channels, he recommended this amp. It's a Dayton, and it's just a two-channel with a subwoofer, but it's got the RCA inputs and that sort of thing on the back, so it doesn't really have a digital input, just a good basic amp. And like I said, not about $75, and it's so small. It's Class D, it's such a small amp, you can put it about anywhere, but there's no remote, so you have to get up, turn it on, and turn the volume up and down. They make one with a remote that's about $50 higher, but I figured, you know, I figure I can live with getting up, turning it on and off, and turning the volume up and down.
Oh, I remember having to do that with the TV, and getting up, changing the channel, getting up and turning the vertical knob, because it'd start going, you know, the vertical would start messing up, or the horizontal would start messing up, and you have to go turn that knob, and you don't have to do any of that anymore. The kids these days, they wouldn't know what a vertical and horizontal knob was for.
Before we got an outside antenna, this had to be back in the late 50s, early 60s, put a piece of aluminum foil on the rabbit ears, and you start moving, and it's clear right there. Just stand there and hold it. Don't move.
You know, it's weird. I can have my HT on in the house and on 2 meters and be listening, and, you know, somebody's talking, and I can walk by, and I'll, the signal will get stronger or weaker, or I'll pick it up, and it'll drop out, or it'll get stronger. It's really weird. But anyway, well, I'm back in the garage here, so I'm going to jump out and, I got this Echo blower, gas blower I'm working on, trying to get the carburetor cleaned out. And I got one more port that just does not want to, something in there just doesn't want to let go, and it turns, and so I can't just use a piece of wire or something. I've got stuff that'll stick down, go down in the port, but I need something that'll bend and turn, and I ain't found anything that's been successful yet.
Look, David, and have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA N4DJC. Talk to you later.
It's a beautiful day. And yeah, I will be playing tennis tonight about 6:30. It's going to be chilly. 73 is KB4CBA.
Yay, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
The books come in.
After a really long wait, it came yesterday, so I have it here in my truck. Sometime we get together, I'll get it to you.
Well, you know, any time that you're out this way, or heck, I can come pick it up. It doesn't matter. hoping you know, I can meet you somewhere like we did last time. I think we met in Publix parking lot there on Wade Hampton, but we'll hook up.
I'm mobile right now. I'm heading toward Piedmont from my cabin, so I'm going to be going through Berea and on out on Whitehorse Road. So sounds like you got your hands full, though, but at a convenient time, yeah, we'll get together.
KB4CBA. All right, well, that's good news. You behave yourself, and I'm going to clear out of here. I'm like I told Jerry, I'm sitting in the garage. I'm getting ready to get out of the car and see what kind of trouble I can get into.
Wanted to share the good news and let you know. 73, good luck with your carburetor. Here is Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
This is Gary. Be careful out there on the road, KB4CBA. Clear.
And it broke the repeater, but you're right at the noise level. I heard as much noise as it is signal. Echo Yankee Mobile.
EYN0TR.
How's it going?
Cold. And I just come in from going out and feeding those juvenile delinquent chickens that are not laying very good.
Hey, rear parts were as cold as it is outside right now. I probably wouldn't lay too well either.
You're a rooster, not a hen. Bernice laughing over here. That's one you're supposed to say, Gary. Anyway, I heard Dave on there a little bit ago and didn't want to interrupt. And what's he getting, an extra class book to study?
The latest, the 12th edition book. I got one for him.
And who's going to read it to him?
Casey wants to jump in and defend himself.
Mouth wide open there, no response. I got away with it. You can always talk about him behind his back.
Oh, man. Well, what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him.
Tom asks that whenever you exchange it. He flunked hooked on phonics like me, I think. And, well, he could get his wife to read it to him, though.
I'm to read it to him.
Stand it better. I'm amazed at the early, I don't know how you say it. Anyways, the grandsons are 10 and 13 now, Bernice? And just to be able to see what they're doing in math compared to what we did in the old days is amazing.
They can't run a slide rule.
And I don't think I could anymore. I had a whole book on that. Ah, shoot, Gary. And I don't care to, furthermore.
Yeah, I know. The things that were important back then, the things that we needed to know, you know, logarithms, et cetera, et cetera, not so much anymore.
But you know W4NGU, don't you, Gary? Well, unfortunately, his wife's having a major surgery today. I just thought I'd let you know. And he says she's been in almost 6 hours of surgery so far.
Up Phil and his wife in our prayers. Yeah, I know Phil real well.
He's a great guy. I haven't known him all that long, but really enjoyed being around him. Oh, that's a rough surgery to go that long. What was it for, Bernice? Diverticulitis, I think, Gary.
What? Yeah, well, hang in there. Jeez. And hope everything, you know, gets wrapped up soon and in the proper manner. So, yeah. Don't, gotta keep your health. The health is the most important thing.
I think the good Lord overlooked me a long time ago. I'll tell you, every time you move the wrong way or, well, just going out in this cold air, wow. It was stinging out there today. I don't know what it is. It says the humidity outside, it's 49 degrees and 49% humidity. No, that's the heat index, dummy. Outdoor humidity is 51, 7 mile an hour to 11 mile an hour from the northeast. Well, where are you headed? I heard you say something about Piedmont.
Right there, yep, heading over to Lisa's house. She'll get off work at the school and be home, and so we'll swim over there about 3:30 and spend some time together. Normally this would have been an extra class night, but we're on our Christmas break, and so we'll restart class on December 29th.
Great. I'm glad you're getting to go over there. We, unfortunately, are going to have to do a FaceTime for Christmas with our kids and grandkids because of the COVID. And we're trying to stay isolated as much as possible. We did have to go to Sam's yesterday in Spartanburg. And then Bernice wanted to stop at Lidl's, which I wasn't too wild about. But I think they said there was only 45 people in there at the time. And we didn't get near any of them. So we're doing our best. And Lord help us, I hope that vaccine gets propagated fast. Maybe with Moderna going to get theirs approved, maybe that will enhance the supply.
They're talking, FDA's talking, or USDA, or whoever it is, talking about it, the Moderna vaccine today. And Bernice would be proud of me. I have on board here some homemade by me gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. Because Lisa has a gluten intolerance, so and it's her favorite kind. So they actually don't taste half bad. So I can cook.
Star on the wall for you. I'm gonna have to take it down because you let Bernice know that males can cook.
Proof will be in the eating, so we'll see if Lisa and her daughter like them, then I'll be good. So far, I've had one, and I thought it was pretty tasty.
Post yesterday, Bernice, something, and then you made this other thing. What do you call it? Apple Danish thing. I don't know. It's got... You got the name of it there? No, she got recipes strung all over the house. But we had something before that, and then she made the... Oh, we had rotisserie chicken from Sam's and the sides with it, which is always good. But gluten-free, I'll have to pass on that, Gary, from what I've heard. But bully for you, I think that's really nice of you to try. This is NZ0TR.
Got some marvelous substitutes now, and King Arthur Flour actually has a gluten-free flour that you can use measure for measure in recipes, and so that's what I did, and so hopefully it works out.
Story, yesterday I was hearing the Solomon Islands early in the afternoon on 20. And it was kind of like it was going Long Path, or it sounded like backscatter, if you know what I mean. And so I didn't get him, and I've worked him before, but not that particular one, I don't imagine. And then I heard another one way out in there, and two countries in Africa. And One was Swaziland and that burn. I can't remember the other one, Gary. I did work Saudi Arabia on 40 CW yesterday. And then a not so glamorous, this is a good call sign, 9 Alpha Oscar, 9 Alpha Zero, Yankee Oscar Tango Alpha, which is Croatia. And I worked an R6 Alpha Fox, which is, of course, Russia. And then I worked a Sierra Mike 5 IMO on 160. And then the day before I worked, I think it's the Western Sierra in an old Zed, which I believe is Denmark. So there's been a little bit on there anyways lately. They haven't all confirmed, of course, but I don't pay much attention to that. I hear them and I work them, Gary.
At best course, and yeah, that Croatian station, the YOTA, Youth on the Air, that's a big program, especially in Europe, to get the youngsters on the air. So who knows the age of the person you worked at the other end?
Oh, well, boy, he was going like a house fire on CW. I should have recognized that because we have those stations here, Youth on the Air, at times. A lot of times it's Boy Scouts, but I've worked a few lately, French Guiana, Costa Rica. I need 5 more on 10 meters. I never did mess with 10 meters of all things, but to get the XCC, you know, which is usually easy. But even during that contest last week, North and South America, like you say, the propagation was there. But I have worked quite a few on 80 recently, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Norway, Poland, Estonia, England, Scotland, Kaliningrad, Belgium, and the Slovak Republic, all on 80.
And fine, and you were complaining or commenting the other day that you hadn't been on the air for quite a while, so sounds like you're getting back on, and you're kind of motivating me to get out in the Amtrak. I've been working on other projects and things, but that sounds like maybe something I need to get on. And 10 meters is only going to get better now as the sunspots come up here, so you're going to get the DXCC on 10 here really soon. That'll be really neat. I think then you get 9 band, is that right?
Something like that, Gary. 8 or 9. I haven't got 160. I got 50 some on 160, but I never did have 160. But I'm really pleased with this antenna, what I'm just hearing. And Phil, he's putting one up. And yesterday he was ready to raise it, and of course today he's down with his wife. But he's right in the middle of town too, so we'll have to wait and see how that works out. But I've been hearing real good. I have a little problem on one band on my super loop that I just redone, and I can't figure it out. Neither could Ariel, and he's about a million times smarter than I am. But we'll get there. But it's probably going to wait till spring now because it's just 40 meters. I can't transmit over about 250 watts or it'll fault the amplifier for some queer reason. I don't know why. Yeah, the DX is spotty and a lot of times it's short-lived. But I hadn't even been checking it for a long time. And now that it's gotten colder, I've been checking a little bit. I don't see anything out there right now on QRZ.
Go Yankee Mobile. Yeah, well, I was so pleased. I heard you in QSO yesterday with David, W4KA, and I hadn't heard David on the radio in a really long time. So that was really nice to hear him. And I think he made the comment that your Balun may be saturating, and that's entirely possible. As he was making that comment, I thought, yeah, that's logical. So I think you mentioned you had a substitute. So when weather permits and whatnot. If you want to bring her down one more time and swap out your Bellin, I think that may tell the tale.
Well, I'm glad to hear that from somebody with some smarts. When it comes to RF, I'm not the brightest kid on the block. Electrical and electronics I did for years, but I wasn't in the RF end like you was. And that's a different world. It really is. Well, that's a wire designs Bellin up there. I did look at it when I had it down, and it looked fine, but that doesn't really mean a lot. But I do have that extra one. It's not a wire design one. Bill had me get those, and boy, I've never regretted it. They're really great. I have a voltage Bellin on the Carolina Wyndham, and Bernice and I just got it back up, and we used that copper clad steel with the insulation on it, which Bill and Bob both recommended, and Bob had a tree fall on his the other day, and he says it just bent it down a little bit until he cut the tree out of the way. He says it didn't even break it.
Amazing. Well, yeah, good strength. Excellent. But probably not the easiest wire to work with, but it'll stay up and it'll last you a long time. Well, let me let you go here. I'm going to make a stop here at Ingalls to go in and pick up a few things, and then get back on the road. But great hearing you today, and nice to hear about all the news. And just take care of Bernice there. She's a treasure, so you gotta do her right. That's my advice of the day. 73 Tom, M0TR from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, Gary, great to talk to you. And yes, it was a great pleasure to talk to W4KA. He's had a lot of health issues and that fall off his roof and everything else there a few years ago. And I can't remember the time frame exactly, but he's been through a lot. And I was really surprised, but it's always nice to hear old friends like that getting back in shape. K9JDP said he was doing much, much better too, Jim. And about ready to get over that, mold that he got into. Boy, we took him down to some of Bernice's homemade caramel nut rolls here a few months ago, and he had lost like 80 pounds or something, Gary, and I was really worried about him, but he said he's doing fine. So I'll catch you up on a little more news there, maybe. Talk to you later. You have a nice day. Saying hello to your better half there. W4EEY in 0TR 73.
Yeah, 73. Thanks for the news about Jim. No, I did not know that. Good deal. That's a nice Christmas. I'm liking this Christmas. All except the COVID part. Everything else is good. 73 Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
KO4JQX.
How are you doing?
Hey, doing okay, man. Coming off the backside of COVID. I know you gotta go. I just heard you in there. Thought I'd yell at you for a quick second.
Are you telling me you had the COVID?
It's that way. I didn't go get tested, but we had an outbreak of it at our church, and I was there and had about 45 plus people to come down with it, and me and my son were a couple of them.
And man, geez, I'm glad. It sounds like you're on the downhill stretch there and getting better, but you've had enough. You've had enough to deal with. You didn't need that.
Yeah, I tell you what, you don't want it. I promise you. It is some nasty stuff.
And I got my hand sanitizer right next to me here, so yep, we'll be masking up here as we go in the grocery store. But good to hear from you, and you just hang in there, and I'll be back on the radio here in another 10 or 15 minutes or so. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Good morning, Gary. Good to hear from you, buddy. No, I just sitting here at my desk and heard you in there. Catch you a little later. K Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray. We clear 73.